Okay, today is Mi'ila Daf Yud Aleph. There are two things I want to share with you. I don't know if we'll have time for the second, so we'll see how long it takes to do the first. The first idea comes from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, again Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is Samafresh Mos Lin Ziruso. It is a sugya of bittul. Very basic, you say the stick of Lechem Mishnah. It's a fascinating Lechem Mishnah that comes right out of this page Gemara. The Mishnah says a person separates money for his Nazirus. A Nazir, when he concludes his term of Nazirus, brings three korbanos. What are the three korbanos? A chatos, an oshan, and a korban shlomim. No, the chatos is an oila. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. It's when he becomes tummy. An oila, he brings the korban oila. He brings an oila chatos, an oila when he's tummy, he brings an oshan. When he concludes his term of Nazirus, betahara, then he brings three korbanos, a chatos, an oila, and a korban shalomim. Three. Let's break the three into two parts. The chatos and the oila are kodshei kodoshim, and the korban shalomim is kodshim kalim. Now we learned yesterday, that's the whole mesachta, when it comes to kodshei kodoshim, there is mi'ila from the very beginning. The money that is set aside to purchase kodshei kodoshim is chayiv and mi'ila. If you derive benefit from the money that's set aside for your carbon oil, carbon chatas, chayiv, carbon asham, and the keren v'chemish. Kodshei kalim, there's no mila. The only time there is mila by kodshei kalim is after zurika, for the imum that are supposed to go to the zech, as we discussed at great length yesterday. But the money that's set aside for kodshei kalim, there is no din mila. So we have over here a nazir, he concludes the term of the zirus, he sets aside money. Let's make believe it costs $10 to buy an animal. No such thing, but make believe $10. So he has $30. $30. He sets aside $30 for the three korbanos. And then he takes the money, and let's make things very simple. There's a lot of Torah, what exactly he did. Let's make it very simple. He uses $10 to buy lunch. Goes to Kosher Delight, has a meal. He takes $30, set aside, finish my Naziris. It was an ordeal. I need a break. I need a little vacation. I'm going to take $30. I take $10 or $30 and he uses it for his own personal benefit. Is he chayiv for mi'ila? What's the question? The question is, let's look at the money. Most of the money, two-thirds of the money, are set aside for kodshei kadoshim, for which there is a chayiv mi'ila. $10, a third of the money, is set aside for kodshei kalim, for which there is no din mi'ila. But none of the money has been specified. It's just one large collection. It's just coins or whatever it is. The money has not been specified for a particular carbon. So what is the halacha? So the Mishnah says, Potur, Hamafresh Mohos L'Nezirusoi, Loinen, L'Chatchil, of course, it goes without saying you should not derive pleasure because the money is set aside, part of the money is set aside for Kodshei Kodashim, and even Kodshim Kalim, Nelei HaPleasure, but after the fact, b'diavad v'loy ma'alan, if a person does derive benefit, and let's do it again, very simple. There are many mahalachim, there's a Rashi, there's a Tosfos, and there are many diyukim, what Rashi means, and the lomdis, there's a Tosfos yomtif, and there's a rav, and the mishnayis, but that's not the point I want to make. Let's make it very simple. Let's say v'loy ma'alan, if he does derive benefit, he is exempt. He'll make it, we only ask benefits from $10. B'nei shehein ru'uyin lovoy kulon shalomim. Make the $10 that he derived benefit from could have been used to buy a carbon shlom. The money has not been specified, and for shlomim there is no mi'ila, so he is exempt. Okay, fine. Long comes the Lechem Mishnah. He quotes a Rishon. I believe the Rishon quotes his name here. Let's see. Now, I forgot the name of this Mefarish. Who says this? Maybe I wrote it down. Okay, but let's ask the question. We'll forget about the name for the moment. Why not? Why don't we say the money is bottle? Being that two-thirds of the money is set aside for kodshei kodashim, the chatas and the oila, and the minority is shlamim, bittel b'raif. So all the money should have the status of kodshei kodashim, it's raif. Basically, we live on roiv. Everything we have today in the kashrus industries, I mean, that's the way the world goes. Roiv. Batal Baroiv, and the majority is Kodesh HaKadosh, the minority is Kodesh HaKalim. The male, if you have pleasure from the money, you should be Chayiv for Mi'ilah. Very simple question. This is what this question is asked by the Mefarshim. And the answer given, I'll read you the Lechem Mishnah in a few moments, but the answer is given is the quotes of the Tosfos, and this is a very important Yesodos of the Tosfos, that Chof Aleph Amid Beis in Masechta Me'ilah. The Mishnah there discusses a similar case. The case of Chof Aleph Amid Beis is where a person has money of chulin. You have a sack of money, and you say, I want that one coin inside my sack should be Kodesh Kodashim, should be set aside for a carbon oil. And then he has pleasure, let's learn according to Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara, different opinions in the Gemara. Let me read the words. Here's the case of the Mishnah, a coin of Hegdish falls into a person's wallet. The wallet has many coins of chulin. Or he says, Pruta bikis ze hegdish. So what's the law? Kevan, so one coin is kodesh, all the majority is not kodesh. Kevan shahotziya, so he's showing a mohal, divir b'yakiva, I don't want to focus on b'yakiva. V'chachon oimrim ad sheyotzi es kol hakis. According to the Chum, if you derive pleasure from all of the money in your wallet, which means you've also derived pleasure from the coin that is kodesh, you are chayiv for mi'ilah. Tais asks the question, why are you chayiv for mi'ilah? Why not say that it's bottle? Why not say, let me read the Tais inside, the afalga, here's a rekiva tema, v'li batal hay pruta shel hegdish shenafla. Why does the chacham say that if you have a coin, and the coin falls into a well, of one coin you have of kodesh, 99 coins of chulin. If you have pleasure from all 100 coins, you have definitely derived pleasure from the coin of Hegdish. So you chayif for mi'ilah, tema, why chayif for mi'ilah, v'libatel chay putah shel Hegdish, nafla that fell, v'chi tema, maybe you'll tell me davar shiyesh le'matirin, who al yidei pidyon, it's called davar shiyesh le'matirin, it's not batel, because if I can redeem the coin that's in the wallet on a coin that's outside the wallet, so anytime we have a principle of davar shiyesh le'matirin, there's another way out, we don't say bitel, v'afilim elef le'batel, that's not a kasha, ha'lek, le'meima, the davar shiyesh le'matirin, d'rabbanu, that's only din d'rabbanan, we're dealing here with mi'ilah, mi'ilah is a din d'araisa, and if min ha'toyrah, it's batel, how can you be mechayev a person to bring a carbon? It's true, davar shiyesh lematin is not batel, midrabbanan it's not batel, but on a deraisa level it is batel. So there should not be a requirement to bring a carbon mi'ilah. V'tzorech loymar, so he gives two answers. One answer is there is no bittel. You know why? The case is where it's not 99 verse 1, it's 1 against 1. There is only one other coin in your wallet, and the coin of Hegdish falls into your wallet, so it's 1 against 1, 50-50, 50-50, there is no bittel. So that's why you're going to be chai. That's his number one. V'tzorech loymar, d'leka elachad, d'kis, d'leka bittel. And here's where he says something that is amazing, which everyone is busy with. Inami matbeya choshev loy bittel. Dover choshev. A dover choshev is not batel. Coins, money is choshev. And if it's choshev, it's not batel. Dover shebemin. Doesn't say dover shebemin. Could be dover shebemin is an extension of dover that's choshev. That's the whole question. What is the lumnus of dover shebemin? But all he says, all Taisa says is just these words, inay matbea choshev v'loy batel. From the context, what? According to the Chachamim.
Yeah, but so
you
see there was more than one coin.
No, that's Tosfos' first answer. He says the kolakis means 50-50. That's what he says. That's what Tosfos learns in Mishnah.
Kolakis means
all
coins.
What?
Kolakis means there are other coins.
How many other coins?
One.
That's what Tosfos says. Okay, that's a kasha Tosfos.
Means two more.
I hear you, but that's okay. You're asking a kasha on Tosfos.
Yeah,
fine.
Right. What? About
yes. What did he say? That's good. Yeah. Okay, it's okay. That's that. But over here, the second, I want to focus on the first. I want to focus on the second answer. The second answer he gives is that it's choshev. In the context of Tosfos, and he makes it very clear that the davar sheyesh lamatin is only midraban. So obviously, Tosfos is an awesome chiddush that davar choshev is not bottled afilu midaraisa. That's what he says, because he acknowledges when he deals with the Rishon Matir in there, it's bottle and not Torah. Midrabban, it's not bottle. But because he goes there, but this is a good answer, because it's choshev, it's not bottle, Tosfos says that Dover choshev is not bottle, afilu midaraisa. The Lecha Mishnah and others say, what? This is never heard of. All the mitzmashma, I don't know all the details, but it's mashma from many sources that Dover, minatoyre, everything is bottle. There's no such thing as no bittle. Dover choshev is only not bottle, midrabbanon, just like Dover sheish lamatin is not bottle, only midrabbanon. So but when Tosfos says, fine. So now, just let's work with this Tosfos. Let's assume that it is correct, that it's an awesome chiddush in its own right. Dover choshev is not bottle. So the mafarshim answer. That's the answer to the question over here. Now, Yudaf, Yudaf, have a nazir. He sets aside $30. $20 is going to go for kachay kadoshim for which there is mila. $10 kachim kalim for which there is no mila. Why don't we say the $10 bottle in the $20? Tosfos naf chaf al from base says money is not bottle. It's chashev. The $10 is chashev, so it's not bottle. That's why it's not. Okay, that is the answer number one. Along comes the Lecha Mishnah and says, first of all, I don't hold this. I don't hold of this idea that money is not bottle. It is bottle. It definitely, Davar Chashev is bottle. But even if you want to say it's not bottle, what's the kasha? There's a much more fundamental answer. A fundamental answer which blows the whole question away. If you have, let me give you the example that he gives. Let's say you have in front of you two pieces of meat that are kodesh and are tummy. They're kodesh and they're tamei. A person eats meat that's kodesh. Well, even if it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, person is a czar, he eats this meat, he's chayef koris. Let's make it pigle. You have two pieces of pigle. Eating pigle, you chayef koris, right? That's black and white. And you have one piece of meat that's not pigle, it's chulin, it's nothing. And one piece of meat falls into the two pieces of meat. So now we have a mixture of three pieces of meat. Three pieces of meat. Am I allowed to eat any of the three pieces? No. But why? But one piece of meat is kosher, and the other two pieces. So maybe I'll get lucky. It's bottle. This is classic halacha. Bittel beroif. Since two pieces are aser, the one piece that falls inside is also aser. It's bottle beroif. Bottle beroif. Everything is aser. Okay, it's aser. I don't care. I eat a piece. I eat one piece of meat to make things simple. One piece of meat. Am I chayef koris for eating pigle? What's the halacha? I'm not allowed to eat the piece of meat. That's a given. But if I risk it and I eat the piece of meat, am I chayiv karis for pigle?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Because when we learn halacha of bittel, in order to be chayiv karis for pigle, it has to be vadai pigle. It has to be a mitzias of pigle. Bittel works is a din of iser v'heter. Is it osir? Is it mutter? Meat of chulin is mutter. Meat of pigle is osir. There's a taruvus. The taruvus now says everything is osir. I'm not allowed to eat. But you don't say nishapich. Just because something becomes bottle in the majority does not mean that it takes on the characteristics. It becomes a new entity, a new mitzias of pigle. If I eat one of these three pieces of meat, since there is a real possibility, even a minority possibility, a small possibility, less than rov, that this is not pigle, and I eat a piece of meat, I'm potter from karis, I'm potter from bringing a carbon chatas for eating pigle, because there's a very real possibility the piece of meat that I ate is not pigle. I was not allowed to eat it. Bittle does not cause something to be what's called nishapich, to be transformed into a new reality, a new entity. What's the kasha? You know what? Let's say it is bottle. A nazir sets aside $30, $20 kachem kadashim, $10 kachem kalim, $20 is mila, $10 is no mila. Let's say it's bottle. Not like Tosfos. This answer of Tosfos is an awesome chiddush to say that davar chashev is not bottle but not Torah. Let's say not like Tosfos. It's bottle. Gazun dehed, it's bottle. But just because the $10 is bottle does not make the $10 into kotche kodashim that I'm chayev mi'ila. I'm not allowed to use all the money because all the money has the status of a davar that's called kotche kodashim. We have to treat it. But to be chayiv mi'ila, there has to be a reality, a real reality, a vadai of kodshei Hashem. And then he goes on to say, even if you go and you'll show me, that you'll show me in Shulchan Aruch, the Arhechatim, so we do say Nishapech, the only time you can say Nishapech is where it's Lach B'Yavesh, it's a solid with a liquid, so the liquid permeates. Its flavor is completely absorbed, or it's cooked together, where flavors go from one to the other, then there's a possibility that you can't say that the item that was thus far, until now, mutter, has now been transformed into a new reality because it has absorbed a new flavor. There's a thing called Isser and Mitzarf Leheter. There are Hechatim says. But you never, ever say such a halach of Nishapech when you're dealing with two separate entities, which each one retains its own distinction, its own, that you'll never say. You have a mixture of coins. A mixture of coins is definitely in the category of Yavesh B'Yavesh, and there's no one in the world that will say this concept of Nishapech. Memela, in this Mishnah, there's no way in the world you're going to be chayiv for Me'ila when you use $10 because it's true. Now, I mean, use it, but you can't tell me that this $10 for sure is Kodshik Doshim. It's very possible that it's Kodshik Halam. So that's one answer.
What? If there's three coins, yeah. Two coins belong to me, one belongs to him.
Yeah.
You're not going to say this, but by numbers.
Exactly. It's a reality. Yeah. It's a reality. Alpi halacha, how do we treat it? That's one thing. But ad kedei kach to say that's been that you don't say. So what's then the answer? So that's one. So obviously we take away yisod. The yisod is obviously when it comes to ni'ilah, Meal is a reality. It's not just a din, it's a vehetet. But it gets you thinking, what then was the hava mean? At least he quotes in the Rishon who says this question, who gives this answer, the Rishon who gives the answer's name is Rav Alfandri. Of Alfandri. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Rishon. Maybe it's not. Maybe I think so. So what was hava mean? So now it's far fetched to say this, but it gets you thinking. Maybe in a chanami, maybe the din of meila, it's not a din of mitzias. It's a din of isa v'heta. As a very chiddush to say such a thing, that the din meila is if in halacha you have to treat this with the status pigle. It comes to achila, you're eating something. It has to be 100%. When it comes to basa b'cholav, when it comes to dizin yanim, it has to be a reality. But maybe when it comes to Me'ila, it's not necessarily the Issa Cheftza. It's your relationship to this object. If your relationship to this object is one that you're not allowed to derive pleasure because al pi halacha it's treated like this, maybe there is a possibility. It sounds a little bit extreme, but you have to think about it. Maybe din Me'ila is a din of Issa V'Heter in our relationship to it, and if you do say bittel, if you were to say bittel, it's two against one, we have to treat the entire mixture of coins as kodshei kodashim. That's how we have to look at it. In reality, it's definitely not, but that's the way we have to relate to it. Maybe our requirement to relate to an object as kodshei kodashim is enough for us to be chayiv in the din mi'ila. It's unlike other averos where our violation requires a reality that this is pigel, this is nosar, this is tameh. Maybe mi'ila focuses on the person. That's an awesome chiddush to say such a thing like that. But how else do you understand this Rav Alfandri, who's giving the answer that it's not batal because it's davar chasha from Tosfos? What do you mean? Even if it is batal, the whole question doesn't begin. So I just want to bring out that point. Two different pashtuses, Me'ila is like pigel, noiser, tamei. But if we remember, a few days ago, we discussed that Me'ila is not like pigol. Pigol is a din of kodshei Hashem. It relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we had the difference in by the remember when we on Monday. We spoke about the mitzui and the hazah by the chata sa'oif. And we made a clear distinction that Me'ila departs when you do hazah, but pigol, noiser, and tamei don't begin until you do the later step of mitzu. So we do see that there are distinctions between mi'ila and other macholos, asuros, other types of items that are aser. So not as macholos, but so maybe in a chanami opens up our mind to think that our our violation, our requirement, our violation of Mila relates to our perspective, not to the object itself. Now, before we go conclude, hey, that's one answer. And I want to give you another answer. The other answer, I was itching to find time to tell you this other idea. This idea appears all over the place. If you learn Masechta Mila, you don't know this idea, then you're in a lot of trouble. There's a Ramban in Masechta Bava Basra. Everyone is busy with this Ramban. Everyone is quoting this Ramban all over in Masechta Mila. It says as follows. If an object falls into the Beis HaMikdash and the Chutz, we know there's a king called Chutzah. If I have a property, four walls, and a bird is carrying an object that's of value, that's Hefker, and just drops it in my courtyard, it's Hefker, and it falls into my property, and this stone that it falls in is worth $1 million, it's my property. My courtyard automatically acquires on my behalf. I don't have to actively make a kinyan to acquire something. The chotzer requires it on my behalf. Kinyan chotzer. Let's say we have Beis HaMikdash, we have the Azara, and there's a bird that's flying. The bird found a stone in some remote island of Hefker, and the bird just drops the stone, deposits the stone in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. This stone has now become the property of the Beis HaMikdash. Bede Kabayis. We learned yesterday that if a person has Hana, there are three types of Mila, Bede Kabayis, Kodesh HaKodeshim, Kodesh HaKalim. A person is not from Bede Kabayis, he is Chayiv Mila, no big deal, right? The Ramban, Baba Basra, says that if property that has been acquired to Hegdish through Kinyan Chotzer, a human being did not actively give it Kedusha, its Kedusha came Mimela, there's no Chayiv Mila. The Chiyav Mi'ila, the Makara, that's another story, but this is the Yisrael of the Ramban, Baba Basra, in order to be Chiyav Mi'ila, a human being must impart sanctity to an object, whether it's Bade Kabayis, it's Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kodesh HaKalim. Without a human being imparting sanctity, even though it's fully sacred, there's no Chiyav Mi'ila, one will not bring the Karban Asham and pay the Chomesh for having pleasure from this object. So the Mefarsh, I saw this in the Daf Al Adaf. There's a beautiful sefer that said, "Oh, you come out from Shal Shas already." Daf Al Adaf, here on this Daf, he quotes this whole series of Lech Mishnah. If you have time to read Lech Mishnah, it's in Perik Zayin Halacha, end of Perik Zayin Halacha Zayin. The Rambam. It's a beautiful Lech Mishnah. Now he goes through this. You say this of Bittel. So he quotes this whole Shtickle Torah. Then he says, "I have another answer," and this is a beautiful answer. Says the Lefi the Ramban. What do you want to say? Yeah, over here, this mixture. Money, $30, $20, kosher left, $10, kosher kal. They go mix together. You know what? Let's say bittel. It's bottle, 100%. Let's even say nishapich. Let's go all the way. Let's violate all the rules. It's bottle, it's nishapich. You now have in front of you $30 of pure kosher kadosh. But guess what? Even if you have $30 of pure kosher kadosh, only $20 were sanctified as Kodesh HaKadoshim by a human being. The other $10, how did they get its sanctity? Magic. Bittel. Bittel is no less or no better than Kinyan Chotzer. It happened to fall into the right place. The $10 of Kodesh HaKalim fell into a Kaviyachal Chotzer of Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Kodesh HaKadoshim is so massive, so powerful, it's mevatel the Kodesh HaKalim, so it becomes bottle. We now have one big mixture of Kodesh HaKadoshim, but $10 did not get its sanctity through the koyach of Adam. It got it through the sanctity of Bittel. Bittel is no better than Kinyan Chotzer. So when I derive pleasure from this Taruvis, $10, it's Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it's a Kodesh HaKadoshim for which there's no Chiyav Mi'ila. Because a human being didn't give sanctity based upon the Yisrael of the Ramban himself, Baba Basra. So this is another beautiful answer of why we don't hear in this place say, we will say Bittel. Say Bittel, you say Nishapech, but with the Yisrael of the Ramban, it's not going to work. Okay, so this is one idea. The only thing I want to tell you, is that we have on the next staff the sugya on the base of this sugya we have where the din of the nesachim. This is the wine, the yai, the nesachim. After they poured the wine down the shisin, they went down a tunnel, went down the lul all the way down, and that's where the wine collected. It says that once in 70 years, the Pirkei Kahuna would go and they would retrieve it and they would burn it. And the Gemara there says that the different opinions in the Gemara, different lashonos, that basically there's a din mi'ila on the nesachim. The yayin that's sitting there for 70 years, the congealed wine that's resting all the way down in the depth, if a person were to take it and derive benefit from it, he would be chayiv for mi'ila. There's a very famous Chacham Tzvi, and discusses klei cheres. There's no way you can kasher klei cheres. Comes Pesach, you can't kasher klei cheres. So Chacham Tzvi says that if you really need a kasher klei cheres, there's a solution. 12 months. Make sure it's clean, let it sit for 12 months. After 12 months, it's not just pshat, tam lefkan. There's no tam. The tam in your pots after 12 months, it rots, it disintegrates, it doesn't exist. After 12 months, it decays to the point where it doesn't exist. It's the Chacham Tzvi. What?
Like the dishwasher.
After 12 months, if you have a non-kosher dishwasher, you want to wait, so what do? 12 months. This is the Chiddush, the only one that says it's the Chacham Tzvi. All of the Paiskim are very unhappy with this.
Pesach.
What?
Pesach.
You want to kasher Pesach? Send me. You want to kasher Pesach? You wait 12 months, so you can go, you can kasher from Chomet. Sorry, everything. This is a... We don't rely on this. It's not a good idea. All of the achronim bring many rayas. There's no such thing as bittul after 12 months. It doesn't become lefkan after 12 months. It doesn't exist. And our chashulchan says what we do is if you b'shas hatchak hefsid meruba, we rely with if you all have to hagala three times. There's a sheet of mi'itur that if you do hagala, you pour boiling water three times on klecheres, it works. So we combine the two together. But only if it's a hefsid meruba, a very great loss, shasat chak, you can do hagala three times, pour boiling hot water, and then you wait 12 months, and then b'shasat chak, if you really need it, then you can do that. That's the best that we can do. But just to rely upon 12 months itself, is when there's no real need for it, you can't rely upon it. So one of the things that is discussed at great length when they discuss the Chacham Tzvi and the Rayas is the Gemara on today's Daf and Daf Yud Aleph on the days, where we see that even after 70 years, the Yayin, the Nesachim, was poured down the Shisim. It went down to who knows where, to some cave, we have no idea how deep it went down. They would send down specially trained, remember they had in, what country was that? Like 2 years ago, a year ago in...
Chile,
right. They went down, halfway the fellow, they were able to save all those miners. They send down these specialists all the way down to retrieve 70 years. And what does the Gemara say, according to the first lesson of the Gemara? Yichayiv Mi'ila. Yichayiv Mi'ila. So you see that even after 70 years, it remains. Okay, but it's part of a larger discussion. And this answer, this proof that it should be also is completely rejected for many reasons. One of them is because, first of all, it's congealed. You're dealing with cakes. You're not just dealing with tam. You're dealing over here with a mamoshus. So you can't come just because it's 70 years. It doesn't mean anything. And also, there's a taruvus. They're constantly pouring wine. They're constantly pouring wine. So the part that's 70 years old is still fresh because it has been affected, has been moistened to some degree, we assume, by a new one that's been poured out. But all I want rejuvenated. But what I want to make is that this is discussed. This Gemara of 70 years, there's still Mi'ilah after 70 years, it's a long time. And the Chayin includes every particle of the wine, which means even things in the forest corners, which 70 years is a long time for something. Wine doesn't last more than a few days when you pour it on the floor. And here it's 70 years, and the Gemara is saying this didn't Mi'ilah. It's just something I wanted to bring out is that it's discussed in connection with this famous Chacham Tzvi who holds after 12 months, you're finished? Not so poshut. You see, after 70 years, there are things that are still aser. So, that's all I want to bring out. Okay, stop here. So, tomorrow, in the back room at 9:30.